Blog Talk Radio.
Bothered by a bitch, got my mind on my paper and my focus on my ends. Got my knife on my haters and my eye on my friend. That's the way life goes, be real to the end. I ain't stunting these niggas, ain't bothered by a bitch. Got my mind on my money and my focus on my ends. Got my knife on my haters and my eye on my friend. That's the way life goes, stay real to the end. I ain't really for the game, so fuck what they say. I'm all about my money, why the fuck will I change? You niggas is not factors. Ventilate your hate, all these beats penetrate your face before you blink. Concentrate on the task at hand, master plans. Count cash before you see it, yeah, cash advance. I'm not convinced that you niggas is even making moves. You talk about getting money, let the money talk to you. Hustle hard is the motto, Luciano is the legal. Make it rain by the Benjis, don't bother with the singles. Name a man, that's my equal, no doubt, a gang of a sequel. 100% in the flesh, my heart pumping.
Y'all, I want to welcome y'all to Surge Radio. You are now on air with your man, Lyricist in Spades. Are you there, sir?
What up, bro?
Not much, man. You know, ready to hop into these topics. You know, had a very, very busy week. I must say that out of the 168 hours I've been preaching about, I've been trying to use every one of them, man, and I probably have to say that I topped out at 145, which is still a lot.
145. That's a lot.
So, not many people can actually say, like, hey, you know, I use majority of the time in a week actually doing something. I mean, I've been so busy getting everything set up, you know, for, you know, this new stuff that I want to do for Surge Radio. Before I even hopped on air, I was test driving the live stream for Surge Radio via YouTube. So there's still some things that we got to work out with that, but that's going to be the next thing that we do soon. We're going to start streaming these shows live. And if possible, if we find ourselves in at different events, we're going to stream it from there too. So the Surge Radio YouTube page is up, not live yet, but just want to make sure everybody is aware of that. But we working, and we're going to keep working. So what's going on with you, sir?
Not much, man. I think in a week I probably used 130 of them hours. Start playing ball with last Wednesday. We got a little scrimmage in, and that was pretty good. I did some paint work this weekend. I've been using it. I've been using it, man. Other than that, I'm just trying to stay focused at the task at
hand. Man, it's a challenge using those hours, man. It's a challenge. I mean, it's not as easy as what I make it seem. I just want people to understand that it's 168 hours in a week, and we did an episode about that, and we asked the question is, how are you being productive with that time? Now, this is just me revisiting it and just saying that, you know, this week, you know, everything that I do, you know, with my work schedule and, you know, with my, you know, real estate company and investments and everything, I still found time to have meetings throughout the week, you know, even interviews with, you know, companies affiliated with the NFL and stuff like that. You know, I'll probably touch on that stuff more later, but, and also, you know, doing some stuff for Surge Radio and even Surge A Music Group. Finding time to do all the little things and still have time for my family as well. But, you know, using 168 hours, man, you have to be a robot. You don't sleep. You have to understand that, you know, so that's 24 hours a day. You know, you're probably tapping out at maybe 18 hours. But if you're not sleeping at all and you're using most of those hours, man, look, getting to 130 hours, getting to 145 hours, and, I mean, that's a lot of hours. No sleep.
It is, bro.
All you do is eat, drinking water, and going. That's it.
That's a lot of work. The hard work pays off in the end, man.
Absolutely. You got to grind it out, especially when you're young. I mean, when you're in your mid-20s, early 30s, work, grind, you know, because when you hit your 40s, you want to start, you know, chilling a little bit, still working towards what you want. But for me, my overall goal is to be where I want to financially be by 35. Now, I have aggressive goals. That's just me as an individual. I aggressively attack that shit every single week, every single day. That's just how I am. And I surround my people, I surround myself with people that also have the same mindset and believe in aggressive goal seeking. So that's why it's important, you know. I'll probably touch on this on a couple more episodes in the future about that 168 hours. Y'all can give us a call. Tell us how you use your time throughout the week. 646-564-9835, 646-564-9835. Tell us how you use your time, or even, you know, visit our Surge Radio page on Facebook and, you know, post your comments on there. We read them. So, but, yeah, let's get past that, you know. Let's get to the first topic. The NBA right now is a really, really hot topic. You know, all the stuff that's going on with the Warriors and the Cavs, it's like night versus day. You know, the Cavs is dominating. You know, they're unbeaten in the playoffs. And on the other hand, you got the Warriors. They've been beaten a couple times in the playoffs. It's a humbling experience. It makes teams better. But at the end of the day, got four teams left. Who do you think is going to win it all? I'll start with you, sir.
I don't know. It's kind of tough, man. But I see. I don't know. I can't say right now. I just have to watch the games, man. But it's interesting because it's been upsets, been a lot of upsets, man. And nobody really expected the Thunder to beat the Spurs like that. So, I mean, anything can happen. I think the Cavs is about to put in that work. I'm not a Cavs fan, not a LeBron fan, but I am a fan of basketball, and I think they're about to put in that work because they are healthy this year. And I think they're going to have their hands full if they go against Golden State Warriors. But with all your weapons, it's kind of hard to beat that team. I don't know,
Very hard to beat that team. Very hard. You know, and I have to say that at this point, man, you know, I could be as anti as I want to be. But, you know, I have to say that I truly believe that how the Cavs is playing right now, they're the team to beat in the playoffs. They turned it on. I mean, Detroit pushed them to a whole nother level. And I say that, you know, we can take credit for how they're playing right now. In the regular season, they couldn't really beat us. In the playoffs, we pushed them. You know, they found a way to beat us and make us beat ourselves. So with the other teams, they dominated. They dominated the Hawks. They're dominating the Raptors. So it's just that when they finally take the loss, I think it's going to be in the Western Conference. You know, it may be one game or even two games, but it's looking like it may be the Cavs and possibly six. But if they start to cool off, you know, like we've seen this last game, you know, they hit a drought. If they start to cool off now, this is the wrong time in the playoffs for them to cool off. And they happen to face a team like the Warriors, you know, they're in trouble. The Warriors got to figure out how they want to play OKC. They can't get into a, you know, shooting scrimmage with OKC, especially when their defense is playing lax. Now, I still believe that the Warriors had the best offense and defense on the floor. I mean, the stats prove it. But I think with the injuries, you know, and, you know, everybody missing Curry when he's not on the floor, they're going to have to get back to what they was doing a year ago. When Curry's not on that floor, they need to go to the heart and soul of the team, and that's Draymond Green. So it's a lot of pressure on one player, but I think Draymond can handle it. But I would like to see the Warriors win again, but they can only hope that the Cavs slow down. But the Cavs look like the team to beat right now. And that's all I had to say about that, pretty much. Steamrolling. And look, and LeBron, look, how does it feel to be playing a billionaire on the floor? You're on the same floor as a billionaire. I've never seen an active player be a billionaire before. LeBron has a huge deal with Nike, a lifetime deal, that automatically is going to push him into the billions.
Yep.
Shit, Jordan didn't have that. Jordan didn't have that when he was active. Jordan just got to a billion about a year ago.
Well, damn, good.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
All right, man, let's get past that. Let's get to this next topic. Okay, now y'all heard me talk about it a couple episodes ago with Soulja Boy's $400 million deal. Now, there was a lot of speculation that he was just talking. Now, it's been confirmed, and the details is out there, what company he has this deal with, but it's real. Soulja Boy has a $400 million deal on the table, 5 years, $4 million with the World Poker Fund Holdings Company. WPFH will utilize Soulja Boy's 15 million followers to promote different assets that belongs to that company. So that allows them to use Soulja Boy's influence to market to fans and anybody following them. Now, this goes back to what I say for the people that are super trolls out there. If you're going to be a fucking troll, monetize your shit. You can get a deal as big as this man. If you're going to be a waste of space and be a hater, you're going to be a hater that makes money. I'm not calling Soulja Boy a hater because Soulja Boy's career started from YouTube. So let's be real. He just knew how to monetize his influence, monetize his followers. Everybody that follows Soulja Boy right now, thank you for giving that man $400 million. That's what he's saying right now because he knows that he has a powerful presence on the internet. And that caused him to make more money than most rappers in the industry right now. He probably just jumped straight by Baby and Master P straight to $400 million. And these men are worth $300 million. If you're going to be on these social networks, tweeting and posting all this stuff, living in your feelings on this shit, please make money off of it. Please research what Soulja Boy did. He made money off of this shit. Now, Spades, what do you think, sir?
I think that everybody's opinion of Soulja Boy is, you know, this nigga that dancing. But this nigga is smart, you know, like the way he marketed his music and then the shit that he's doing with motherfucking Swisher Sweets and then now this poker shit, that nigga is worth some cash. So shout out to you, man. Do your thing, brother. Do your thing.
You can't hate it, man. You can't hate it. You know, I say that because I know people always feel like when I say things, I'm saying it, I'm always directing it at somebody. No, if I direct it at somebody, you know I say their name. I mean it's in general. If you're going to be on these social networks, monetize your time. Please, be wise, research how to do it. all out there, all these companies is, you know, looking for people that has a decent amount of followers to make money. Like I said, you know, I don't make Soulja Boy money, but I do monetize my following. You got to be smarter about how you put that in your 168 hours. Research that shit. Spend 48 hours or more, 72 hours researching that. See what this man did. Monetize your social networks. Nothing's free in this world. All right, let's move on to politics now. No, wait. Before we get into the politics, let's bounce back to the hip-hop stuff. Now, it appears that Tyga is taking shots at Cash Money again. Just heard the diss record this morning, and I must say that I was impressed. Tyga didn't pull no punches. He said names, you know, and I have to say that the way that he approached it from a standpoint like, hey, this could actually be a club banger and still be a diss record. So if you haven't heard it, the track is called Cash Money. But to give you an example of what Tyga was saying in the track was, because I'm paid cash money never paid me. That line right there was enough to say, like, hey, Cash Money never paid me. That's a direct shot at Cash Money as a whole. The second line that stands out to me in that song, Cash Money, is, I'm a hot boy. Shout out to Weezy Baby. If your man's is loyal, nigga, you should pay him. If your man is loyal, you should pay him. Another direct shot directly at Baby. Birdman.
Yes, that
I don't
name.
Know. Whatever the fuck is that?
Yes, that name. So, respect on my name.
So, he did this stuff knowing how Birdman operates. So there's no fear in this guy whatsoever. You got to respect it. He was so direct. You know, shout out to Lil Wayne and say what Cash Money ain't doing. This is a problem that Birdman created for himself. Him and his president of the label. I mean, they created this issue for themselves. If you don't pay your artists, eventually they're going to start rebelling. That's what happens. I mean, you can't openly go out here and say that you're worth this amount of money when most of that belongs to somebody else. What's your thoughts, Space?
Yo, I can't wait. I want to hear that bitch in the club. That is definitely a banger, dog. And yes, you can't do anything but respect that, dog. You can't do anything but respect that because he went straight to the point and he called you out on your shit. Like, it's not like don't nobody know about this. If you was handling business from the jump, you wouldn't have had this problem. You wouldn't have artists. This is
exactly.
A rebellion is about to start, yo. Like, this is going to trickle down from the next artist to the next artist to the next artist. Until this thing is going to have mad lawsuits against you. Step your shit up, Birdman.
Eventually, it's going to hurt him. Eventually, it's going to hurt him. I mean, I was going to make a statement and say, oh, yeah, you're going to have so many lawsuits like 50 Cent. Guess what? 50 Cent said, fuck this shit. I'm getting ready to pay all this shit off. I'm about to make this shit disappear so I can start living comfortably. I want to get out of the news. Smartest thing 50 did was decided to cash out, settle, and get this shit out of his way. So shout out to 50. I know that should have been one of the topics that I talked about today. I just didn't think to put it in there because we got so many great topics. But in short, 50 decided to pay off Rick Ross's baby mama in a lump sum settlement. It won't be what she was asking for, the $8 or $7 million, because they agreed to settle outside of that amount. So whatever lump sum he gives them, which probably is going to be like maybe $500,000 or around $250,000, you know, that's one less expense he has to worry about. Not only that, he's playing Sleek Audio, what he owed them, not the full amount, but it's a settlement amount. So he's trying to clear up all his debts and make sure, you know, his debt is clear. So, you know, it's just one of those things that if you got debt, try to knock that shit out the window. You okay over there, man?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to get into the final topic, and then we're going to get into our main topic. The main topic today is staying the course, overcoming challenges. But the last topic is political. Hillary versus the Donald. It's looking like it's getting ready to happen. Everybody is saying that it shouldn't happen. The only reason why she has a lock on the nomination is because of the whole superdelegates thing. I want people to understand how the superdelegates work. I'll sum it up for you. Your vote don't mean shit. That's it. That's it. You can go vote all you want, but if it comes down to the superdelegates, who the fuck are you? What the fuck does your vote mean? Nothing. Everybody likes not Donald Trump. Everybody do like Donald Trump. But everybody likes Bernie better than Hillary. Nobody trusts Hillary besides the Hispanics. But they trust her more than they trust Donald. And we know why. If we had to look at it in a perspective, if it was to stop today, Hillary holds a narrow lead of 6 points on Donald Trump. If you were to look at it from a Bernie Sanders standpoint, Bernie Sanders leads Donald Trump by 13 points, down from 17 points, but he still has a double-digit lead in comparison to Hillary Clinton's 6-point lead. It wouldn't take much for Donald Trump to collapse Hillary if they were to start a campaign against each other today. It wouldn't take much. It wouldn't take much for Hillary to collapse herself. Now, let's get back to Bernie. If Bernie pulls off a victory in California, he's going to battle her for the nomination at the convention, and he should. It hasn't happened. It doesn't happen amongst Democrats, but I believe that Bernie is the better candidate because I just don't trust anything Hillary has to say. Now, I'll take a step back. Spades, you tell everybody what you think, sir.
I feel like Hillary Clinton is not a good candidate, dog. Like, just from a standpoint of, like, she lied about some emails that she didn't have to, you know what I'm saying? And it could have been all squashed up front if she would have just been honest about that shit. But, you know, I understand you in the limelight. You know, you got to keep that shit on a certain level, so you got to do what you got to do. But Bernie Sanders is the better candidate, dog. Like, as far as policy-wise goes, from top to bottom, like, it's Bernie Sanders. It's feel the burn. Feel the burn. Can't deal with it.
Yeah, I agree. And everybody should listen to the numbers that I just put out there. This is just not me throwing numbers out there. If we were to put Bernie up for the Democratic nomination, or if he was to win the nomination, he would easily beat Donald Trump, easily. But if we put Hillary up there, she's going to narrowly beat him if that 6-point lead can hold. It's only 6 points. It's not much. So I want you guys to think about that. So we're going to move past this. Spades, I know we want to get into your smack of the day. Tell everybody what the smack of the day is, sir.
Man, shout out Big Real, man. Rest in peace. I was when I started back a long time ago with the Sir J Radio, my homeboy Sir J, J Real, he was like, man, you need to do a segment. Just something, come up with something, dog. So we were sitting there talking for like 45 minutes, and I was like, fuck it, Spades Smack of the Day. And it's basically like, you know, the dumb stuff that goes on in the world, or it could be serious, but if it's, I just feel like some shit just deserves to get smacked. And today, Spades Smack of the Day goes to Detroit. Man, we got to stop killing each other. every other day is on the news about a child getting hurt or a father getting gunned down in front of their children, another robbery, black on black. Man, that shit got to stop, yo. It just got warm. The last couple warm days we done had, it was like 17 damn things going. 17 murders, you know, 14 people injured in the hospital, gunshots, fucking violence. That shit has got to stop. Kids can't even play outside no more. You know what I'm saying? You can't say go to the corner. You play from corner to corner. You say go in the backyard, and if you hear anything, you come in the house. Like, kids is not even safe outside no more. And then you got kids getting kidnapped every left and right. Three fucking Amber Alerts came through my phone the other day, and it's sad, dog. It's sad, man. So my city, I love my city, but we got to do better, dog. Y'all got the smack of the day today. That's all I got to say about it.
I feel you, man. It's too much of that stuff happening, man. It's such a dark cloud over the city, man. I mean, and as a person that's from Detroit, you know, I spend a lot of time there, man. You know, I have a lot of my investments in the city because I know the city is getting ready to come back. But, geez, man, it's like I need everybody in the city to see that we're going to come back. You have to start believing it. Why would you want to tear something down that belongs to you? You only get the shit once, man. So all the unnecessary killing and all that other stuff, I don't see the reason for it. It don't make your life better to take another person's life. It's going to make things more difficult. If you happen to get away with it, guess what? The quality of living won't be the same because you're going to always be looking over your shoulder. So I definitely agree with that, man. You know, yeah, Detroit as a whole deserves that good old-fashioned smack of the day. Because it's such a crazy thing, man. But, you know, it kind of ties into what I have to say about, you know, or the main topic today about staying the course. So just to hop into that really quickly, you know, before we get out of here. Stay the course. You know, you have to overcome the challenges that surround you every day. Some type of challenge will arise. You have to find a way to push forward and do more. Don't just settle for the bare minimum, or just don't settle for just accomplishing something. Push forward. Do more. If you feel like you made it to your goal, all right, reach out, research something else. Do something better. Don't be distracted while you trying to improve yourself. That could be a course all itself, is how to improve yourself. Now, there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of things that happen along the way that, and, you know, the people that you have around you, the things that you have going on in your life, it makes you fall off course. But the goal is not to fall off course, stay on course, stay focused. Don't sweat the small shit when you got big goals in mind. I posted a video talking about that earlier this week. So a lot of things that's going to be thrown your way, as it should be. It makes you better. It makes you stronger as an individual. Just stay the course. Be smart. So before I finish this space, do you want to chime in on this, sir?
You said it, man. Just, you got to stay the course, bro. No matter what, one of my favorite basketball players said, fall down 7 times, I'll get up 8. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep getting up no matter what. Every obstacle that comes your way, use it as a stepping stone and learning. And take it and use it. Put it towards something that you love to do. Because you're not going to work at some job that you don't love. So if you got a passion, you take that passion and you do it. Turn it into something that can have you set for life one of these days.
Yep. Stay the course. Doesn't matter. I always feel like this. I don't care what happens. I hit rock bottom. do me a favor. Don't kick me when I'm down because you got to deal with me when I get back up. So don't try to throw me to the wolves because, as I say, I will come back leading the pack. So be that comeback story. Work hard, progress. Don't worry about what nobody has to say, because when it's all said and done, it comes down to you. Stay the course, stay focused, tune out the world, and just be great, man. Be great at what you do. Be comfortable with what you do. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's real. We will be posting more info about our new stuff, but thank y'all for y'all's support.
Bother by a bitch, got my mind on my paper and my focus on my ends. Got my knife on my haters and my eye on my friends. That's the way life goes, be real to the end. I ain't stunting these niggas, ain't bothered by a bitch. Got my mind on my money and my focus on my ends. Got my knife on my haters and my eye on my friends. That's the way life goes, stay real to the end. I ain't really for the game, so fuck what they say.